That's the song El Camino by James Super Chicken Johnson. He's from Clarksdale, Mississippi, and will be one of the headliners for this year's Blues in the Natural State Festival in downtown Fayetteville, Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th. Super Chicken is scheduled to go on stage at George's Majestic Lounge on the Friday night of the festival, beginning at 10:30. B for this anniversary show is for blues. And we caught up with the man in charge of this year's Blues in the Natural State Festival, Roger Plour. And we asked him about the event and specifically about Super Chicken.
I got an opportunity to see him at the Eureka Springs Blues Weekend a couple of years ago. And he really knows how to engage the crowd. And people that night at the Basin Park Hotel were just loving his performance. He's a very, interesting guy, as well. He's a self-taught musician, and he's got kind of a style that is cool and gritty with deep roots and sort of traditional country blues. He is also a guitar builder. I don't know if you know that, but he tends to build his guitars from recycled parts.
One of the great things about this blues festival, Blues in the Natural State Festival, is that it's multi-venue. On Friday night alone, you're at three different places on Dixon Street in Fayetteville.
Yeah, and actually, it's three different places, but there's actually four music
stages. Yeah,
four stages. So that's very very exciting. The other thing that we've done this year is we tried this concept last year when the festival was one day, and we had four music rooms, and we sold tickets on the basis of a wristband that would get you into any of the venues, and that seemed to work really well for us. So what we're very happy this year that we were able to expand the festival to 2 days. And on Saturday, on Friday, we'll be using the four music stages. But on Saturday, we're going to be actually using six stages. And between the Friday and Saturday this year, we have 24 acts booked at these six music venues. So we were, and I have to say that we were only able to do that with some strong support of some sponsors this year. Primarily, Walmart came in and helped us out tremendously and very generously with being able to produce this festival, as did the City of Fayetteville, the Advertising and Promotion Commission.
I love the lineup because it is a great mix. We mentioned Super Chicken, who's from Clarksdale, Mississippi, but there's a great mix of local, regional, and then the national. I mean, people who go to live music around here will recognize a lot of the names. Leah and the Mojo Doctors, R.J. Michaud, Sarah Hughes, Earl and Them. You really put together a lineup that is familiar and adventurous at the same time.
Thank you. That was the goal, because one of the things that we wanted to do is we don't want to have the same people play, the festival year after year, and we'd like to introduce artists that people coming to the festival, whether they're local or if they're coming from Fort Smith or Little Rock, perhaps might not have heard of this particular artist or act, but once they get here, I have to say that I think at any one of the venues that festival goers choose to go and listen to music, I think they're going to be treated to a real quality performance. And I think that goes back to, going back a little bit, one of the problems with the blues genre is that unless you're a B.B. King or a Keb Moe or Bonnie Raitt, most of these artists are not household names. So, you have to be really, interested and a real blues fan to even know who a lot of these artists are.
That's what's great about a festival. is you may be drawn in because you know one or two of the acts, but I think it's even more exciting for a music fan to you know, kind of go in not knowing who Ernest Guitar Roy is, say, and then be blown away. I want to talk about you.
Ernest was at our festival last year, and just as you said, most people had no idea who he was. But he did such a tremendous job had for us last year. The performance was, you know, was outstanding. You know, people were, you know, talking about it for, you know, several months after the fact, and that's why we had him. Asked them to come back, you know, this year.
And occasionally something can happen that's almost transformative. I remember I didn't know who Roy Rogers was several years ago at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I'm walking out for the day, and the blues tent's still going, and it's Roy Rogers. And he has the entire crowd with him. And, I mean, it doesn't happen that often, but when something like that can happen, it's magical.
Absolutely, and I think that we're going to and hopefully see that with Super Chicken's performance, because that's what he has the ability to do. He really, as I mentioned before, really has the ability to, you know, he really engages the audience, and they feel that they're part of the whole performance, you know, whether they're dancing like chickens or, hooting and hollering and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, one other new thing that we're trying this year.
Oh, yes.
Is on Saturday afternoon, we're trying to do we're calling it the Afternoon Blues, and it's going to be a performance, more of a listening-type performance at the Walton Arts Center's Star Theater. And headlining that afternoon is Ray Bonneville, who's from Austin, Texas, and he was the 2012 International Blues Challenge winner in the solo duo category. And I don't know if you know about Ray, but he's Canadian-born, U.S. raised. He's sort of a blues-influenced singer, songwriter, guitarist, and harmonica player. He's kind of a one-man band, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's kind of known for his loose, bluesy, swampy kind of vibe. And he plays a special kind of blend of blues and Americana music where every song does tell a very specific story, and it kind of leads the listener oftentimes into figuring out either the story itself or what the message is that he's trying to get across.
Crossing flowers by the side of the road in the hour of long shadows, fading name hard to read, lost in among the weeds. I see dice rolling.
Roger, thanks so much for your time, and you and your colleagues all there at the Society, thanks for putting this together.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show again, Kyle.
Roger Plouard is with the Ozark Blues Society, and he talked to me about the 11th annual Blues in the Natural State Festival taking place in downtown Fayetteville Friday, April 5th and Saturday, April 6th. Also playing will be two-time Grammy nominee John Lee Hooker Jr. He'll close the festival on Saturday night. You can find out more about the festival at the website ozarkbluessociety.org and follow the links. Later in the program, by the way, we'll have a question about the festival that could help you win a weekend pass to the Blues in the Natural State Festival, April 5th and 6th.